14!
This episode's a secret.
Sons of bitches!
This episode is my secret.
I'm Kyle. That's Kyle's voice. It's a Kyle episode. We're doing Kyle's secret question. You guys ready for my secret question
of the
day?
I'm ready for your secret question.
Are you ready for my secret question?
Brian, are you
ready for your secret question?
Whoa. Alright, okay. So,
terribly sorry.
We like indie comic books, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
If there's an indie book or character that you would like to see absorbed by one of the big two, Marvel or DC, who would it be and why? Like brought into their main universe, which I know with DC is a bit crazy right now. But
cuckoo crazy.
Cuckoo caca.
And by indie, you mean, like, Image would be indie?
You know what? Image counts as indie. Dark Horse counts as indie.
So basically anybody with Marvel and DC?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Interesting.
So Savage Dragon for DC, right?
Drawn by Jack Kirby.
Just Savage Dragon everywhere, all the time.
Just Savage that dragon.
Yeah.
Like anything. Mm. Anything at all. Mm. Except for licensed properties.
Yeah, okay. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, let's not be ridiculous.
My here. Little Pony into a Mar... Never mind.
Why not?
It's like
I don't
want to
talk about that.
Yeah. I don't know.
No. Hellboy, DC or Marvel? Which would do the character, better?
Oof.
I think DC, kinda.
You know what? I was leaning DC.
I wanted to say Marvel, but you're right.
They did that Hellboy, Batman, Starman thing years ago.
I never actually read that, but I've seen
it was,
the cover, but...
It was pretty neat.
Yeah.
And, like, they all just sort of met up, and they're like, oh, hey, you're that Hellboy guy. Cool. Let's hang out.
It's good for a beer.
You want to punch some Nazis?
You want to come back to my
mansion?
Like,
it was World War II era.
I'm a millionaire.
No, it. Hellboy's got to punch Nazis.
He does.
He killed 50 men. They took Hellboy shins.
Yep. This is a very good question.
It is.
It's fantastic.
If only you had been able to prepare for it.
Yeah, that would have been
like
helpful.
I did. Check out all my ideas.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, like Ninja Turtles. Okay, so Ninja Turtles is now a licensed property. But,
yes.
You know, 7 years ago it wasn't.
Well, I mean, just all you have to do is... Just legitimately tie them into Daredevil, and there you go.
Yeah, but
they fit in well with Marvel.
You think Marvel more than DC?
I think that's an
advantage. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Just they live in the sewers. Occasionally, they have to fight off the Morlocks for
that
territory.
Would be a cool issue.
I think it'd be fine. I guess he was sort of absorbed already by DC. We're not into the DC universe, but the Spirit.
Was he absorbed in the DC universe?
DC had the publishing rights, at least, to the Spirit.
Darwin
Cook did that comic.
Right, that's
yeah,
right.
That's
but
true.
I feel like if you're going to have the Spirit exist in a pre-existing comic universe, you know what, like, Golden Age DC?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Essentially and, make him the Grey Ghost.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. That would be pretty great. And they actually had, like, some crossover thing back then with, like, the Spirit and, like, Golden Age Batman.
Oh, and Doc Samson?
Doc Samson,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a crossover thing back then. I'm like, yeah, that works. That makes a lot of sense. And
hey, what? Wait. Rewind that?
Yeah, no.
The Spirit plus
the
Batman
Spirit
plus
Doc
Samson.
The Spirit plus Batman plus Doc Samson.
Yeah.
Of all Marvel characters?
No.
DC.
Not...
Or...
Wait.
And... Was it Doc Samson?
No, I'm...
Doc Samson's the Marvel...
Not Doc Samson.
Oh,
shit.
Like, who the fuck?
Hold on.
What's it? Doc Savage.
So yeah, they had that series with the Spirit and Batman and Doc Savage.
Yes.
That was the thing.
It was pulpy as hell.
Oh yeah, and it worked really well. Like those three flavors taste good together, it turns out.
It's like three kinds of chocolate.
Yeah.
It's a regular pot of gold.
For sure. And pulp. I feel like, you know, if you want to make the Spirit fit into a wider universe, I feel like,
yeah.
You know, that DC makes a lot of sense for him, at least, like, specifically, like, Golden Age DC.
We look at guys like Golden Age Sandman and things like that.
Exactly, yeah, that's
like, you don't see a lot of pulp characters when it comes to Marvel stuff.
Not as many.
They axed a lot of their stuff earlier on, and then just
right.
Kind of moved on from there.
Exactly.
Usagi
Yojimbo in the Archie universe. No, I'm gonna leave
now.
Nope.
Usagi Yojimbo in the Sonic the Hedgehog universe.
Ugh. He just kills them all. Listen, we're done. We're done with
Sonic. Come on.
That's fair.
They haven't had a good game in like 20 years. Come on.
Sonic Colors was okay.
The Sonic Generations, also those.
Sonic Boom's real bad, though, apparently.
The best part of Sonic Boom is that they're going to abandon that take real quick.
I like the little scarf.
I think you can keep the scarf, just lose the rest of it.
It's like Age of Apocalypse Gambit. What if I had a tiny scarf?
I got one. And this is kind of a weird one. And it kind of goes off a little bit what we were talking in the previous episode. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Lucifer in the past episode.
Right.
Oh, wait.
Were we?
I just totally... No.
Backwards clap.
I was like taking DC Lucifer and putting him in Marvel, and I'm like, no, that doesn't work either.
What if you could bring a licensed character from anywhere else into one of the big two?
Licensed characters.
Like Godzilla. Put him back into Marvel.
Hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
J. Jonah Jameson yelling out of his office window at Godzilla.
Big iguana.
Needs to be canon. That's my J. Jonah Jameson.
I would bring Shogun Warriors back in. Remember that?
No.
Was
that a cartoon?
Sounds vaguely familiar. I don't even really know what it was. It was like this weird... I don't know where it came from. It kind of came around the time of ROM and Micronauts.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure if it was like one of those... I think it was a toy thing that was brought in. I think it was a Hasbro.
Kind of like Transformers.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would bring those... Actually, yeah, totally. I would bring that back in. They were like... They were basically just huge robots.
Right.
That like a run... I don't even... I can't remember if they were run by... people, like there was like somebody in it, like a Red Ronin sort of thing, like somebody steering it or what. I don't think so. And then it was the toy thing, because he would like stick his arm out and his forearm would shoot off, and it would shoot like a rocket forearm, and it would go and fly through the air and punch the guy in the face, and then it would fly back.
Go home for the day. Your job's done.
I'm done. Yeah. Huge fist just punched you in the face. Gonna go back to my apartment and watch Seinfeld. Yeah, but just bringing that into like a, I would bring, that's a total Marvel thing. Actually, I think originally it was a Marvel thing.
You know what I would like to see combined?
What?
Darkwing Duck and Spider-Ham. Because why not? Same company now.
Yep.
And Captain Carrot.
Put them all together. And his Amazing Zoo Crew.
And Howard the Duck.
That's, again, the same company, but okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like Howard the Duck would be that weird outlier where he's just like, this is all fucked up. Like, he's also like, an anthropomorphic duck, but he's not used to this. I'm also
not wearing pants, but...
He at least...
I am smoking and drinking.
Yeah, exactly. I want him to... He should frame that entire mass crossover.
Because Spider-Ham's a teetotaler, right?
I would assume so.
That's a callback.
Much like Peter Parker. Well, I think we might be out of time.
Yeah, I think it's,
You gotta bring for the power of the bell in the beer.
Okay,
but the power of the
bell in
the beer. You gotta bring for the power of the bell in the beer. The power of the bell in the beer. You gotta bring for the power of the bell in the beer.
Yeah, moonwalk over those bodies.
The blade of the power of the bell in the beer.
Yep.
Alright,
bring back ROM! Bring back ROM! Bring back ROM!
ROM?
ROM!
I love ROM.
ROM!
Good night, everybody.